So I've been watching these negative reactions and seeing what I can learn. And one thing is to notice how such a strong mental reaction makes the body feel like it loses its energy.
Mm.
As if suddenly, I can't, I'm too tired to do something.
Yeah.
And that can disappear again if I can change the mental reaction and the energy can come back.
Tu a say reaction ni blau pian tan le so tu mi ya le se ka blau yong le so in khana ko rao pe ma mi raw ma lou nai de lo ba khan sa ya da mae di sait ko piao nai sait khana ko a pian kaung ga de lo ba pian phit de le
sait chong phit de yau shi de li.
Yeah, he says because the mind does affect the body.
And I've had some mini breakthroughs in seeing, trying something different and seeing, asking, am I resisting this? Am I identifying with this? Which is really helpful. And then to see... And to see if I can... loosen or relax the mental discomfort. And now I realise just I've been mixing up the don't want with this sense of I, so I don't want, and I don't want this thing. So I'm mixing up the don't want with the thing and the I, and they're three separate things.
Yeah.
But they're so...
jammed together.
Yeah.
Diha, Malochin, to get on Tatasi. Nah, Tatat. Pisia Tatat. Lochinata, Malochinata, the damn it. Sicka Dario, poo to Ebro. To Diha, quite the loyai. As in Tuboma, Ramo Mumashi, damn it. Oh, Toro. Miai, not that I am mine. Toro.
And realizing a little bit more clearly just how much I have motivated myself in everything. With defilements, with I want to feel good about myself, I want to get understanding, I want to. I want to feel better, I don't want to feel like this.
Yeah, we want to be all good. Nothing bad.
Nothing bad. Nothing feels bad.
Is it in
that yeah, he said, but that's not fair. Yeah, the Dhamma is everything, he says. We need to understand that all the good is Dhamma and all the bad is Dhamma too.
Nature, but
because they're all nature. Yeah, if we only want the good Dhamma and not the bad Dhamma, it's impossible.
But none of it deserves a negative mental reaction.
Dhamma beha kama o makaung tu po ma thap ro makaung na sait ne tou pyan ma thai pu bo re a lo la re
o di loka Dhamma so experience yo la.
Negative reaction or lama bo.
Lama bo.
We will have negative reactions. He says we can't help it. Yeah. When there is not enough understanding, he says when there's not right attitude, then we will have a negative reaction. What can we do? We just know that.
So just it's knowing it, not trying to stop those negative mental reactions.
Yeah. Erodi hao tibo, like tabo maho.
Absolutely.
To know it, to understand it, not to try and prevent it.
Understand pshilayin jana alo.
Yeah. Understanding is key, because once it is understood, then everything falls into place.
Okay. Yeah. I think what I need to change is that I have motivated my practice, particularly in a monastic setting where some of the rewards, old rewards, are taken away. I've been driving myself.
What rewards are taken away? What do you mean?
I'm not as likely to say, oh, I'm going to do this difficult thing and then have a cup of tea afterwards. Or some of the sense pleasures that I might reward myself with, or some of the distractions
are
not there. So it feels like I've been, also I've been pushing myself to do some of what I don't want and not do some of what I do want. An idea of renunciation.
Ai, tua balone le so tua tu ko tu yan to ni ro tua upama lotin na ro lotte. Damme o karai so de khar le ko 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 boba ma lu ria ko 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 ne ne a sa chwe de so ba so ho chin na aun lo ho da le lot pi nga khana na me so ba so. Damme tua tu ko tu a lo ho sait ko china aun takhat le ma lout pe u tu wa ho upama a thu wa mae so yin ayan twun ne naw bro takhat le tu nen nen ho tat ta jin ne so yin ko 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 pe ma lout phu ho chai te ha ri ko pe ma lout phu ma chai te ha ri ko a tin lout phu chu sa raw sait te ya chat la
conflict shi de conflict shi tu a tin
a tin na nek ma lout ne de lo tin na da mae
a tin a tin a ma pye ba a tin ma pye lo yin
that becomes forcing so then it doesn't work. Yeah, it's like going against nature. That's how it feels. And I felt like the practice has become unhappy. He says, yeah, it requires wisdom. So we need to wait for that wisdom to come, and then it will know how to balance what needs and what does not need to be done. Because we can't get things just because we work at it.
That's what
If we could get it just because we're working hard, then everybody would be doing really well, fine.
He said this
doctor said when we walk, he says we all want to go forward, but what if our heels were turning back, were facing forward? And where would we be going?
He said
if our heels are facing forward, then we just walk backwards.
So
he says, we never get as much as we want, yeah, as much as we want to achieve, but there are two things that will bring us forward, and these two, and it depends on these two, is how much we do and how skillful we are, and that's how much we can move forward. But nothing more than our skillfulness and our effort. Yeah, so it's not like a lottery. We can't pay a little money and get a huge windfall. Yeah, 1-2 weeks and enlightenment. It's not possible.
So I guess what I've got to figure out now is, instead of trying to get rid of aversion and greed and delusion by pushing or stopping something, how do I do this gently? How do I do this naturally?
Di lobari dodari mohari u matum bene ko kokoko atim phi bro turo
hebo chu sa re no bro tu lo wa ma le mitte we to phaya phaw bi da ni tu le ma tu ya pe le ma pe ya blu lo
He says, so it's a learning process. Become mindful of these extremes. And when understanding arises, it slowly edges us towards the middle way. So suppressing and expressing are the two extremes. But we do that. You seem to be more on the side of suppressing, he says. But then we watch what the mind does, learn whether it's beneficial or not, and adjust.
Okay.
คนเราบอกว่าอาชีพใดมีเนี่ยอาชีพใดมีมันตัวตัวเลยละล้ำพอละ
Yeah when we see
ก้าวเนี่ยลุ่มยิงเลยส่งตัวไปมาก้าวลุ่มยิงเลยส่งตัวไปมาไหนมีมั้งทุกอาชีพใดมีนะเลย
When we see things as they are that's when we're on the middle way if we think it's good we're on one extreme if we think it's bad it's the other extreme so we have to see things as they are so that we see things as they belong where they lie you know yeah
อุปมากิเลสตาตะคูผิดล่ะโลภะผิดล่ะกูอ่ะตู้ไล่ลุบไปมาล่ะผิดฉะมา
Yeah
เออมิเตอร์เวย์อ่ะบาลุเนี่ยสู้ตู
้
กูเนี่ยไม่สั่นอูตะบาวะเตียตะคูสู้นอกสุบไปแล้วฉิยงแม้ฉิเนี่ยล่ะเออเลละละมั้ยตัวไล่ลุบไม่ลุบไปอูตู้อ่ะตู้ตู้ตะบาวะชื่อแล้วตู้ผิดล่ะมั้ยปี่ตู้ตะเปี่ยวตัว
So if it, for example a defilement arises in the mind he says you neither try to stop the defilement nor do you encourage the defilement Okay, so what you do is you're aware of it. The defilement, as much power as it has, will express itself.
Right
And view. That you cannot prevent.
But not so cheating.
But you can
right
have right view.
Right view, tell like that.
Right view, remember the defilement is not you. Take a step back and keep an eye on it constantly to learn. Figure out its job description, said somebody. Mm. yeah.
Thank you very yeah. much.
defilement handle လုပ်တဲ့နေရာမှာအဲ့တူကဟို defilement ကိုတရားသူတို့သဘောထားပြီး attack လုပ်နေတာ
Yeah when we watch the defilements often he says we have this stance like the defilement is an enemy and we want to fight it but that's a losing battle or lost battle
တူပူချိုက်တယ်တူအဲ့နေရာပူချိုက်တယ
် the defilements like that because the fighting is a defilement
Do I the will?
So he's actually yeah. He likes that way because he's got his enemy in your rank, in your camp.
So
he's got his spy.
Defilement,
yeah. So it's trying to use dosa to fight dosa. You just get dosa square.
Chao da, tu easy chao chao. Defilement, lan song tu tu song nam bi tu chao.
Yeah. What the defilements don't like is when you just look at it calmly. It's like staring at a child. And they feel very uncomfortable. Yeah, if you look at it, you try to understand it, you're interested in it, you're fine with it, then, yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's like, what are you doing there?
okay. So, yeah, my practice now has been quite interesting. I have been mostly observing the loba in its... various forms and allowing really it to happen and express itself as it does. So my kind of follow-up question is, how does liking something with greed turns into an attachment? And what is attachment actually?
The cool loba ne chai ta ne swae de thi phit twa ra ne ba kwa le belo.
Ha kwa ra intensity ya kwa ra.
It's the intensity of the greed. Attachment is very strong greed where it's like can't let go.
Upama kwa pan pan mun tupin lan bi ma min lai pan mun tupin chi lai ha la le. Bibi sat twa yo ma.
Yeah.
Tiao ga ha la te twa mu.
Yeah.
Yu wa ma tu la.
He says it's like the difference between somebody seeing a flower on the road and saying oh that's pretty and walking on appreciating so there's some greed but that's it. Not that much attack. Other people look at it, it's like, oh, it's so pretty. They can't leave it. And after all, they pluck it and they want to keep it, you know, and that sort of thing. Yeah, they want to take it back and beautify some more. Yeah, they can't get enough of trying to follow this greed, yeah.
And is it this...
Loba ga ayo nyide tabo shi ya ni. Ayo to accounting ni swae de. Swae de sura, blau pin pin swae ma le.
Yeah.
Amien na nyin jin ni lao swae ma la.
Yeah.
Amien na... Goodness, to need it,
yeah.
Chai only chai da la, ma tu wa.
So the greed, he says, greed always like it entwines itself around the object. He says, how much entwining, right? Is it going to be like wrapping itself around it, and it's like okay, I like it, and let it go, and go on to the next thing, or is it entwining itself around this object? And it's like I can't let it go. I need to have it beside me all the time. I want to look at it all the time. You know, how strong is this entwining? How
ma ya da lu ku sa lai sa taw chai de ba chi ya da lu ku sa lai de chai de ha kaung ne de law be da mae naw ti yak ja lo to kaung ne da mae ni nei sa chin fit twa
ko Ko
khana khana sa jin ne.
Ka ma sa jin ne ma ka na lo ma sa jin na cha
lo. Tu tu we lo ma ne do na we.
He said it's like food. You know, we like some.
Kaung me thin ne ha ba sa. De kan me lu le chi. Kaung ne thin ne ha ba sa. Ma kaung thin ne ha do lo ma sa a mya.
He said when we like food, when we like food and we eat, and he says, like, some people, like, they like food. They're like, yeah, they like it. But that's it. They like it there, and that's about it. Some people, they like food so much, they want to eat that food all the time. They look for it. Some people have such strong grasping for eating what they like that they won't eat what they don't like. You know? Mm-hmm. And he says, so how strong is your attachment to what you like? You know, you, yeah.
Kayong mo, ko a, akong sa ko ne, nyan sa ko.
He says it's like, it's super glue versus, you know, post-it note glue. You know, yeah. How sticky is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how. Is it a post-it note or is it super glue?
I guess with food is easier, but I guess for me the weakest part definitely or the most strongest attachments come with the relationships.
Tua luo swezo o sara alauji mo luo swera.
Maybe not so strong with
object in it. Object.
If you remember that these are objects.
Di lu di ayon di lu di chene di awesa aibo amyo pisi lo lu lo aibo ma le swera.
Yeah. He says
the same.
The way the mind attaches is the same. You know, whether it's two objects, this, that, or the other. It just chooses what it prefers, right? Whether it's clothes or places, things. Another way you can, especially when there's attachment, one way you can explore that attachment to sort of deconstruct it is to actually look at what exactly you like. We have this idea, say we like somebody, we think we like the person as a whole, but what exactly is it? Do you like the eyes, the hair? Do you like the way they behave, the way they smile? What is the way they
mental
move?
Quality,
is it something what? You like, some idea you have about this person, that they are kind or they give you something that you can't get from someone? What is it that the mind particularly is entwining around? It's not just this whole person. Yeah, delusion is so strong that the initial entwining is one particular thing. That's what the mind moves towards. And then once it's firmly entrapped, it likes the whole thing. It spreads its, you know, its view, and it's like, oh, this whole thing is fantastic. But its particular, like, hook is just one or two things. But then
It sort of ensnares the whole thing.
In food, it's easy to see. Like when you eat something, he says you can actually notice what particularly you like. Right, yeah. Is it because it's crispy? Is it the texture, the taste? It's not always taste that people like. He said sometimes it's even an idea. Some people think, say, potato chips are good. Then even if there's a bad potato chip, they still like it because they like the idea of potato chip. You know, so what exactly is the mind caught on? And you can find that out.
Yeah.
So while you're eating, you can see what it is that the mind is trying, which experience the mind is trying to re-experience over and over again. That's the thing that it's attaching to.
Now, follow up to this relationship question. I guess most of my relationships are based on attachments, but... Would wisdom also
attach,
not attach, but kind of engage into a relationship?
ဆက်ဆံရေးဖြစ်မလားလ
ို့အာတိတ်ဖြစ်တာပေါ့
Of course
နည်းနည်းဆက်ဆံတိတ်ဖြစ်တာပေါ့
Of course
ညာဘူရောင်ဖြစ်တယ်ဝါဒီကိတ္တရာဆက်ဆံလို့ဖြစ်တယ်ညာဘူရောင်ဖြစ်တယ
် Or
ဘသူကပြောဝိညာနဲ့ဆက်ဆံရေးလုံးမလားပေါ့ဝိမလားပေါ့
ဘလို့ဆက်ဆံရေးပေါ့
तू က तू तू relationship ရှိတိုင်း तू က attachment နဲ့ညာနဲ့ဖြစ်နိုင်လ
ားအာဖြစ်နိုင်မှာပေါ့
Of course he said
ကိတ္တရာတော့ဖြစ်နိုင်နေပေါ့ညာမဖြစ်နိုင
် He says if if defilements can do something why can't wisdom do it Wisdom should be better at everything
အမတခုရှိတယ်ဟိုဟာဟာလင်မင်းရအဖိုးကြီးအဖွားကြီးငါ Facebook မှာတွေ့တယ်အဲ့အရေးရန်တဘောကြ
He saw the story of an old couple
ကိုကလေးတခုကသူစားဖက်တယ
်ကိုအဖိုးနဲ့ရတ
ော့ဘလောက်ဘာလို့တလောက်ကြာကြာနေနိုင်တာလဲတလောက်လူတယောက်ဒီနှစ်ပေါင်း၄-၅၆ဆယ်အတူတူဘာလို့နေနိုင်လဲဆိုတော့အဖွားကြီးကဘာပြောလဲဆိုတော့ तू ကပြက်တိုင်းပြက်တိုင်းပြင်နေဆိုတော့ပြင်နေပါတော့ပြက်တိုင်းပြက်တိုင်းပြင်နေ relationship ပြက်သွားတိုင်းသူကပြင်နေ तू ညံနေ तू ကဆက်ဆံတာလေ तू ကလည်းလောက်တော့မဟုတ်ဘူး
Yeah So it was about an old couple and it was a quote on Facebook and there was a question to them how have you lasted for like 50 60 years your relationship and one of them replied it's because every time the communication or the relation breaks down we make adjustments and he says that adjustment is not with passion or with you know defilement not that kind of but with wisdom
point but point log ah the popular thing ah point chin chin set san ah nyan ne ba set san ni ja la lu tet chaman ne set san lo
ba le nu
point ni chin chin tet set san ne niya ma ta ga group the ma
oh i mean yeah he says
nyan ne set san kai na tet chaman ne blue ma set san
in the buddha's time you know many monks would live in a monastery together and everybody has to relate to each other and the buddha encouraged them to relate using their wisdom not using their defilements yeah
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he says if wisdom is present in relationship, he says it's even better. With attachment, you get a lot of trouble. And that person is attached and you are attached. Ooh, trouble. Double trouble.
Attachment she angry la lo ma anxiety la lo ma worry la lo ma
when there's attachment then comes anger anxiety worry fear doubt all this comes in
alors yan shi bi so yin khona byo loving kindness karuna metta upeka ka to da ba wa lain phit la la
but when there's wisdom then there can be loving kindness compassion sympathetic joy and equanimity when it's necessary.
Thank you. I've felt quite content with the way practice is unfolding. And
yang yang ye ye shi.
Hmm?
Atomo yang yang ye ye shi.
Yes, this is a very important contentment. Yeah. Agree. That's yeah. good. Very important. Enlightenment ya that time chat chat ba.
Yes, one of the factors of enlightenment is contentment.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. And something Sayadaw said really clicked for me, which is when there are no expectations, the mind is free.
Supporting
that. Which, yeah, that's yeah, I can feel how that is true.
Mm.
And one of the expectations I have to let go of is the expectation for continuous awareness.
Mm.
Because that, as I've said before, feels
same
like
expectation
a pressure.
Machine. Lulla te tu aro tu dadi thare tu ye expectation ne. Taku a ba le so dadi sasam me 100% go lut cha bu. Yes.
Yeah. And just allow interest.
Tu sa bu le byo da tu tu swae khain da mo.
Yeah. He says the movement towards making it continuous the effort is what we need it's not the getting to 100% which is doesn't happen yeah so what we need is the effort but we don't have to want to get there
yeah
we
yeah,
need
yeah.
to do it yeah
sure yeah and something I've been able to see more clearly through feeling
at the car yogi dia mummy talade wow talade
ho
เสียรอดตําเมนเลยเตียพันลุลงเตียย่ามาเลยเสียรอดตะดิสัสสั่นย่ามาลูกเปล่าไล่ปีเยอะๆเม็ดหน่อยเม้พี่รอฉ่าดอล่ะเว้ยสัสสั่นผู้จูซ่าเม็ดหน่อยเย้เนี่ยตู้จีหน้าว่าโอ้อะตะดิเปียเออนับรออุเซียตู้อศีเปียเสียรอดตะดิสัสสั่นย่ามาลูกไม่เปล่าป่าวตะดิตะดิสัสสั่นรู้สิเนี่ยเตียตู้ตัดเมนลูกเปล่าสัสสั่นรู้สิเตียตะตะสัสสั่นมาตู้ตัดเมนเอ้าเปล่าไล่ตู้ตู้ตัดฉินเนาะ
There was a yogi who asked his teacher, how can I improve my practice? And he said, make mindfulness continuous. And then she started practicing like crazy. You know, she was so tense, looked like thunder in the meditation hall. And so he called her aside and said, what are you doing? You know, after a few days. And she said, Siado Ji said to me that if I make my mindfulness continuous, my practice will increase. And he said, Siado Ji didn't say you have to have it. He just said that when mindfulness is continuous, but he says your efforts should only be to try to make mindfulness continuous, not to have it. You know, not to strive for it. But
motivation, man. Yeah.
So her motivation is very much for the end rather than the means, which is just the work in the present moment, yeah.
So,
yeah.
He could see it on her face.
He
could see the greed. She was red. And tense.
Yeah, so it's something I can see more clearly when there is more contentment and less lobha. Is
contentment and more do I atom mood the time to push it? Rasaku, I mean, and content load, contentment share.
Yeah.
Atom doubt or contentment on Malone.
Yeah. He says,
Atom doubt, contentment, John Yelay, Dog Malodo.
Hmm.
Atom doubt, Atom nine the load of Atom, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, Rasaku, young
yam. Yeah. He says, there's always these little subtle differences between the object and the awareness. He says, the objects are just results, right? He says, we have to be content with the results. But we can never be content with making the effort to be aware, because we always have to be aware. If we become content, we think that we've done enough because of the result, then we will stop trying to be mindful. He says, then the mind just becomes lazy. So we can never be sort of like content. It's never, we always have to make the effort to be mindful, but we have to be content with the results, which is the objects.
I got laziness and contentment.
Yes, laziness and contentment are
contentment and wholesome mind. Laziness and unwholesome
are near enemies. Mm. Yeah, mm. One is wholesome, one is unwholesome. Mm. They can pretend. Where's
that deeper mind? Na kushi de.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about that. That's the difference between laziness and contentment.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably obvious. I'm just trying to think how to tell the difference when there is contentment.
A wholesome mind feels wholesome, an unwholesome mind feels unwholesome. You know? Yeah. One will make one gives clarity, simplicity, freshness. The other makes the mind feel dull, unwilling, you know, hesitant, doubt, all this.
With
contentment, the mind does works as much as it can, and it's okay with how it is because it knows this is
okay.
Yeah, contentment makes you feel okay. Yeah. Laziness doesn't make you feel okay.
Okay. I think that's enough.
So
a couple of days ago I was having lots of ideas and defilements about how the practice should go, and that has now diminished. So, yeah, there was... I was reading some of the basic...
Why did it go down?
...teachings. Well, I was reading some, and then I guess I just understood that it's not the purpose of the practice to try to reach some mental state or something like this.
So once the mind understands, then it can relax, it can let go a little bit.
Yeah. Then in the practice, there has been like relatively quiet moments a lot when I'm sitting, but then there are defilements coming, especially when I see people doing something.
Judgment.
But then, yeah, judgment is quite typical. But then earlier I used to have like double the defilement. First I saw the defilement come, and then there was the first defilement coming, and when I noticed that there would be another defilement coming because of the first one, and I think now the second one is kind of diminished.
Okay.
So I don't react that much to the defilement, and then I can more watch it just happen or fade away.
Once there's right view, then we're able to watch the defilements as they are. We should always consider the defilements to be stepping stones, not something that's blocking, not obstructing our way, but assisting us. It's the stepping stones, yeah? So we have to use them to get to our destination. If we see it as negative, you know, they're the stepping stones in the river, and instead of stepping on it, we don't want to get there, so we can't get on our way. We can't cross the stream. The first step in understanding is not to get rid of the defilements. The first step in understanding is to understand the defilements for what they are, for their nature, you know. That's the first step.
Yeah. Then there is kind of, apart from the gross defilements, then there are some thoughts coming to the mind, but they, unless they are very obvious, then they are kind of still quite hard to see. Then sometimes I go with a thought, or then if I realize there's a thought coming, then usually the realizing is kind of maybe starting another thought which might be more subtle, which is not clear to me, but it's kind of evaporating the original one then.
So this
is mainly when I'm sitting, this kind of practice. I haven't been doing much walking. I have a little bit of pain in my legs. So. But then I noticed when I was doing my yogi job this morning, I wasn't very aware at that time. So in a way, maybe it feels like when doing something more concrete, then the awareness is not very strong.
What's your yogi job?
I was cleaning the toilets and in the showers.
I mang up yo jin tadi thalo ya ma kaung na ma
ma kaung
ba lo le
tu wa ma kaung tu wa di to lo thai na mya ni ro tu wa yogi job lo tu ai chain ma tadi ya a lo ma kaung phin ne
oh
ai yong wa sik ka
mo wu wa
lout de the yao wa
ai ma ai pyo jin na ai a lout de ke lout de a chain ma tadi tha la li tu wa lout ni da o de ke da ba wa cha cha lout ni ya
ya
ที่ตะดี้ฮะแหละเบี้ยฮะตัดไหนเราท้าเนี่ยชื่ออ๋อจูซาเนี่ยกูก็เอาลุบตาตัดช่อลงไม่อ่ะยะตะบาวะจ่าเอ้าตะบาวะจ่าเลยขอเลยยะลุบเนี่ยแหละตะบาวะจ่ามั้ยชื่อนี่ล่ะไอ้อ่ะเบี้ยฮะเลยตัดๆเพ็ดเนี่ยอืมเอ้าดูตะบาวะไอ้ลุบลงมาเว้ยยะไอ้อ่ะแท้อ่ะมั้ยเนาะไอ้เฉยมาแท้อ่ะไอ้มาอลุบลงมาเว้ยยะอ่ะไอ้อลุบลงได้เฉยมาอ้าทุบตาดีนี่ทาไปแต่จ้องลุยอ่ะอลุบลงไม่มีว่ะยะโห
to daily work, you know, like cleaning toilets. He says, and it's a very good practice because when we do things we need to do on a daily basis, we can't actually change the way we do it. We can't clean a toilet slowly or be calm. You know, we got to do it with the energy it requires. Right? It's very natural. He says, and because it's very natural, it's actually the best place to practice. And the way you have to do it, he says, is actually very consciously inject mindfulness. Very actively put it in. Know that you are aware of yourself and be doing it. He says, and that's a very good practice for actually becoming mindful in all our daily lives. He says, swimming, for example, is a good example because we can't, if we stop moving, we will sink. It's got to be natural. We have to swim with the required speed and power. But we can know all of that, right? Yeah. He says, you know, champion swimmers and all that, he says, they are very aware because they are aware of how every stroke, like how the subtle change of the stroke can speed up their moves or not. He says,